Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Nishtarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gopabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the manifestation of Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy. It's simply due to His causeless mercy that today we can get together in an occasion like this and speak about Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna. Had we not have come in contact with Srila Prabhupada, had we not have come in contact with ISKCON, this good fortune wouldn't have been there for us. And actually this is the highest spiritual understanding. There is nothing beyond that. Sometimes we tell people, other from other groups, other sampradayas, those who have some other things to present, we tell them that we are here to get the best. So if you have something better than what I found, please give it to me, I'll take it. But at least in the last 37 years, I haven't found anything greater than this. And there is nothing greater than this. The spiritual world has mainly three different regions. Brahma Jyoti, that is the impersonal spiritual energy, spiritual light. Then beyond Brahma Jyoti is Vaikuntha, the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And beyond Vaikuntha is Vrindavan. The difference between Vaikuntha and Vrindavan is, in Vaikuntha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas in Vrindavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's a coward boy. Why the Lord is playing like that in Vrindavan? This has been pointed out by our previous acharyas, especially the Goswamis of Vrindavan, six Goswamis, mainly Jiva Goswami. He pointed out that there are five different types of favorable relationships. One is neutrality, then servitorship, friendship, parental, and Kachuru. Now we find that in the material nature, these are the five kinds of relationships. Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Mathur. Now, since this material nature is a reflection of the spiritual sky, and in this material nature there are these five kinds of relationships. These five kinds of relationship must be there in the spiritual sky also. Otherwise, how can that be in the reflection? Now, in Vaikuntha, we find only neutrality and predominantly servitorship. In Vaikuntha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in relation to that, what is everyone's relationship to him? সার্ভিটারশিপ, একলে ঈশ্বর কৃষ্ণ আর সব ভৃত্য, এভরি ওয়ান এলস ইজ ইজ সার্ভেন্ট, এন্ড ইট ইজ ন্যাচুরাল, এভরিবডি উইল সি that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Worshipable Lord. And natural feeling, natural attitude towards Him will be that of servitorship. But there are three other relationships, friendship, parental, conjugal. They are not there in Vaikuntha. They cannot be, these three relationships cannot be there in Vaikuntha. Because friendship takes place among equals. Who can become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who can treat Him like an equal, like His equal? Now, at least in friendship, the relationship is equal. In parental, the Lord becomes subordinate and the devotee becomes superior. Who can become superior to the Lord? And conjugal, a loving relationship like that of a, that between young boy and a young girl. Who can have that kind of relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who can treat the Supreme Personality of Godhead as her lover? So searching for these three relationships, we come to Vrindavan. And in order to award these three, in order to offer these three relationships to His friend, to His devotees, the Lord in Vrindavan is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is, His devotees don't recognize Him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To them, He's a cowherd boy. Therefore, one may not develop a relationship like a friend or father, mother or beloved to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but there's no problem developing that relationship with a cowherd boy. That also is a village boy. So in Vrindavan, Krishna is that cowherd boy, and the devotees have forgotten that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because if they remembered that He was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then they couldn't deal with Him like that. That is another kind of illusory influence of the Lord. This is called Yogamaya. A kind of forgetfulness. They have forgotten that Krishna is God. Now again, forgetfulness takes place in two ways. There are two kinds of forgetfulness. One kind of forgetfulness is forgetfulness out of ignorance. That's a natural thing. Out of ignorance we forget. But there is another kind of relationship, another kind of forgetfulness, that is out of intense love. Out of love, we forget. Example is, the son has become the prime minister. It is not that the mother doesn't know that the son is the prime minister, but does the mother treat him like a prime minister? Why not? Because of her love for him, she doesn't treat him like that. Prime minister is not important for him. What really matters to her is that he is her son because of her love for him. So this is one example of forgetfulness out of love. And that is what is happening in Vrindavan. Another meaning of the word Maya is the feeling of mine. Krishna is mine. It is due to their love for Krishna, they feel that Krishna is my friend. Krishna is my son. Krishna is my lover. So this is the relationship in Vrindavan. It's not that, in a way, it's not that they don't know that Krishna is God. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. They know that. But to them it doesn't matter. Their feeling is, you may be the Supreme Personality of God. So what? And that is why they're dealing with him like that. And this is the pastimes. Another consideration of this pastimes, Leela, is like a play on a stage, a drama on a stage. It's being enacted. They're becoming like when the good actors play a role, what happens? He forgets himself and becomes that role, becomes that character. So in Vrindavan, that's what happened. Krishna forgot that he is God. And he behaves like a cowherd boy. And this is his pastimes. Why? Krishna is Anandamaya. He's the source of Ananda. He himself is full of joy and he offers joy to everyone else. And that love, joy is experienced through these loving exchanges. Krishna deals with his friends in a certain way. And as a result of that, the friends become delighted, Krishna becomes delighted, and those who are around them also become delighted. So that is the Leela, Krishna's pastimes. That's the purpose of Krishna's pastimes. Through these pastimes, Krishna is drowning his devotees in an ocean of ecstasy. Iti driksha lilabhir ananda kunde shaghosham nimajjantam akkhapayantam. When Maharaj was telling about Krishna's pastimes, how did you feel? Were you here or you were somewhere else? And what happened to your heart? Was it feeling like just coming out of the body and flying over to Vrindavan? That is what Krishna does through his pastimes. Swa Leela Bhir, his own pastimes. Shaghoshan means his own devotees. Ananda Kunde, an ocean of, a pool of joy. An ocean of joy. Ananda Kunde. Nimajjantam, he drowns them. Shaghoshan Nimajjantam Akkhapayantam, through his Iti driksha lilabhir, through these pastimes. Through these pastimes he is enjoying, and those who are involved in the pastimes, they are submerged in an ocean of ecstasy. Now, who is the central figure, who is the source of all the joy of Krishna? As Maharaj just quoted that verse. Srimati Radharani is the reservoir of Krishna's pleasure. Krishna is Anandamaya and she is Krishna's pleasure potency. All Krishna's pleasure, all of Krishna's joy is simply based on Srimati Radharani. Therefore, when you go to Vrindavan, what is the principal consideration of Vrindavan? Relationship between, the loving exchange between Radha and Krishna. And everything else is around that relationship. Other gopis are there supporting that loving exchange. The parents are there and the friends are there, they're also supporting that conjugal relationship between Radha and Krishna. Jayo jayo jalo rasho sarbo rasho sar parokiya bhave jaha brujete prachar. All glory, jayo jayo, all glory to that ujjala rasho. Ujjala means brilliant. And sarbo rasho sar, which is the essence of all the mellows. What is that? Conjugal mellow. The essence of all the mellows is actually conjugal relationship. Again, conjugal can be of two, conjugal relationships can be of two types. One is Swakya, the Parakya. The loving exchange, conjugal relationship means something like a loving exchange, loving relationship between a man and a woman, between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And this relationship can be of two types. One is a relationship between husband-wife, and the other is relationship between lover and beloved. They are the consideration of social approval or social conformity is not there. No consideration of what people think about it. Krishna literally gives a damn about what people think. That is the, again, that is the difference between Leela Purushottam and Marjada Purushottam. Ramchandra is Marjada Purushottam. He is very concerned because he is establishing the Marjada, the principle of Dharma, the glory of Dharma. But therefore Ramchandra is very careful how he behaves. He didn't even accept more than one wife. Although Kshatriyas generally have many wives. At least two. Even Narayan has two wives. I mean, formally. Sridevi and Bhudevi. But Ramchandra accepted only one wife, Sita Devi. But Ramchandra even banished Sita Devi because some people just cast some doubt about Sita's character. So that is how Ramchandra's pastimes is. But Krishna, what to speak of wives, didn't even get married. And dancing with others' wives. Apparently it is immoral. But where is the consideration of morality or immorality with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He is the Supreme Proprietor. When a proprietor enjoys somebody or something, is there anything wrong? No. Now how he is doing that, it's his business. And this is what he is doing through his Leela. He makes them feel, he kind of creates a situation where they feel that as if these girls were married to somebody else. As if these girls don't belong to Krishna. But it is said, again by the Goswamis, that the loving exchange becomes most intensified when there are obstacles in it. Ahirevo gotir prema. The movement of life, love, is crooked. It's not on a straight line. So when the obstacles are there, then what happens? When there's obstacle, you have to bypass it. So that is how love moves. Obstacles, bypass it, find a way. The seniors, members of the family say, don't go meet that boy. The girl finds a way out and meets her lover quietly. And that makes the love so exciting. And that's exactly what Krishna is doing. Then also the consideration is there whether it was moral or not. So for that, there are various considerations. Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu pointed out that Radha Krishna did get married. There's an elaborate description of how Krishna got married to Radharani. Another consideration is when Brahma stole the cowherd boys and the calves, then what Krishna did? He expanded himself to all the cowherd boys and the calves. And that time Krishna told Nanda Maharaj that this is a very good year for the girls to get married. So who did they get married to? They got married to Krishna. And it is also said that apparently, although they were married, they couldn't even touch those girls. Abhimanyu couldn't even touch Srimati Radharani. apparently seem like he's more interested in the cows than the Radha. He would spend more time with the cows and he's more concerned about the cows. So these are just some apparent situations created for the sake of the pastimes to make it so joyful. So, actually Vrindavan is beyond anyone's understanding. Even if, although there are four sampradayas, they're all authorized, bona fide Vaishnava sampradayas, but even they didn't have any understanding of Vrindavan. It is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who actually came and gave the understanding of Vrindavan. Therefore, Vasudev Ghosh, one of the very, very intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing, Jodi Gauro Na Hoito, had Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not have come, Tabe Ki Hoito, Kemone Dhoritam Dehe, Premo Rasho Shima, Radharo Mohima, Jagote Janato Kehe. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't come, then who would have revealed the glory of Srimati Radharani, which is the ultimate culmination of loving exchange, Premo Rasho Shima, Radharo Mohima, Jagute Janato Ke. How could anyone ever understood the glory of Srimati Radharani? And the glory of Radharani is love for Krishna. Mathura Vrinda Bipino Madhuri Prabesho Chaturi Shar Borojo Jugoti Bhavero Bhakoti Shakoti Vaitokar. Mathura Vrinda Bipino Madhuri, the sweetness of Vrindavan, the forest of Vrinda. Even to enter there is practically impossible. Who could ever enter into Vrindavan, the forest of Vrindavan? And Borojo Juboti Bhabero Bhakoti, the youthful damsels of Vrindavan, their loving exchange with Krishna, who could ever understood that? Borojo Juboti Bhabero Bhakoti, Shakoti Vaitaka. Had Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not have come. And this point also has been very wonderfully explained in the Adilila, third chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and also by Nityananda Prabhu in when he was taking Jiva Goswami in the parikrama of Navadvip. Then after the parikrama, he sat down and he is instructing Jiva Goswami about this point. And also Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur also confirmed this point. The point actually is that, let me start off with Chaitanya Charitamrita and then I will go into that. Chaitanya Charitamrita is describing Jatheshto Bihari Krishna Kare Antar Dhan Antardhan kori mone kore anuman Chirokal nahi kori prema bhakti dan Bhakti bina jagater nahi avasthan. This is actually the translation of the three principal shlokas describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. And this is the external reason of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Maharaj briefly discussed about the internal reasons of Mahaprabhu's appearance. This part is describing the external reason of Mahaprabhu's appearance. You see, as I mentioned earlier, Vrindavan is beyond Vaikuntha. People generally have the understanding of Vaikuntha, but Vrindavan is beyond them. So after performing his Braja Leela, Krishna considered that I have revealed my Braja Leela, but how will anyone ever enter into Brajalila? Anarpito charin chirat korunaya bhutir nakalo. This was anarpito. This was never given before. Never before, never before means for a long, long time. You know how long time? 1,000 Chaturyugas. No, sorry, 2,000 Chaturyugas. Brahma's day and Brahma's night. So after, once he gave it, because Krishna comes only, Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of Vrindavan, comes only once in the day of Brahma. Although Krishna says, Sambhavami Juge Juge, I come in every millennium, not only every Yuga, but many incarnations in each Yuga. But Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Brajendra Nandan, son of Nanda Maharaj, who always resides in Vrindavan, that Krishna doesn't come. He comes only in a day of Brahma. That also has been precisely pointed out. When? In a day of Brahma there are 14 Manus. Each reign, the reign of each Manu is 71 Chaturyugas. The 7th Manu is Vaivarshata Manu. And the 28th Chaturyugas, Dwapar Yuga, towards the end of Dwapar Yuga, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes. And he reveals his Braja Leela, Vrindavan Leela. But after withdrawing his Vrindavan Leela, Krishna considers, I reveal my pastimes of Braja. But how will anyone ever enter into Vrindavan? How will anyone ever understand Vrindavan pastimes? How will anyone ever enter into Vrindavan? And Krishna, why Krishna considered that? Because Krishna is saying that my devotees always express their devotion to me following Vaiti Bhakti, following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Shakul jagote more kore Vaiti Bhakti bidhi bhakte brajabhav paite nahi shakti. The whole world, all my devotees render devotional service unto me according to Vaiti Bhakti, following the rules and regulations of the scripture. This is also another important thing to remember. Service to the Lord must be following rules and regulations of the scriptures. Otherwise, as Rupa Goswami is pointing out in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhing Vina Oikantiki Harer Bhaktir Utpatoiva Kalpate. Oikantiki Harer Bhakti. Vaikantik means extremely sincere. Even the devotion to Krishna is extremely sincerely executed, but if it is not performed following the rules and regulations of the scriptures as they have been given into in Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Pancharatra, etc., it will simply create a disturbance. Now what Krishna is actually pointing out, there are two types of devotions. Vaiti Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti. And here Krishna is pointing out emphatically that my devotees will always render service unto me by following Vaiti Bhakti. But following Vaiti Bhakti, when they render devotional service and achieve their spiritual perfection, they'll go to Vaikuntha. The goal of Vaiti Bhakti is Vaikuntha. Now, when one goes to Vaikuntha, he'll find his Swarup, eternal Swarup. So how will he go to Vrindavan then? He's stuck in Vaikuntha. No way to go to Vrindavan. That's what Krishna's concern was. See, two for consideration. Devotees will always render service unto me by following Vaiti Bhakti. But following Vaiti Bhakti, when they achieve their spiritual perfection, they'll go to Vaikuntha. So how will they go to Vrindavan? Therefore, Krishna decided to come as a devotee. By serving the Supreme Personality of God and following Vaiti Bhakti, one goes to Vaikuntha. But when this devotee Krishna is served following Vaiti Bhakti, then he will have access to Vrindavan. This point, has been briefly mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but elaborately explained by Nityananda Prabhu to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami is, Nityananda Prabhu is pointing out this same point, why Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is pointing out that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is served in Dasyas, then one access, or then one gets access to Vrindavan to be situated in the loving relationship with Krishna in Sakya, Vatsalya and Mathura. Okay, now there is another consideration here. As I said, Vaidhi Bhakti takes to Vaikuntha. And what is the means to enter into Vrindavan? Raganuga Bhakti. But here we can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is kind of forbidding of this kind of Raganuga Bhakti. That Vaidhi Bhakti is the way. Okay, now see how Krishna actually solves this problem. What is the meaning of Raganuga Bhakti? Rag means love and Anug means follow. There are some devotees who have only love for Krishna. They are called Ragatmika Bhaktas. Ragatmika Bhaktas. Brajavasis, the devotees of Krishna in Vrindavan, are all Ragatmika Bhaktas. So the way to enter into Vrindavan is Raganuga Bhakti, meaning following one of the associates of Krishna in Vrindavan, that becomes Raganuga Bhakti. When you follow a Ragatmika Bhakta of Vrindavan, then that devotion is called Raganuga Bhakti. And that is the way to enter into Vrindavan. Okay, now Krishna came as a devotee. What does it mean actually? Radha bhavud duti shubalitam naomi Krishna swarupam. Who is this Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Krishna assuming the mood and assuming the complexion of Srimati Radharani. What is Radharani's mood? Just as Maharaj pointed out, Mahabhav. Mahabhav swarupini Radha Thakurani. Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of Mahabhav. Mahabhav is the highest form of devotion. So Radharani is the personification of devotion to Krishna. She is a personified Ladini Shakti, and this Ladini Shakti is actually the intense form of devotion for Krishna. So Chaitanya Krishna came assuming the mood of Srimati Radharani. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In simple words, Krishna is actually playing the role of Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna acting like Radharani. Krishna displaying the mood of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is displaying devotion to Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Okay, now you consider, when you are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you following? Srimati Radharani. Who is the best Ragatmika Bhakta of Vrindavan? Jai Shishi Gaur Nithai Ki. Yeah, so when you are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you following?
Radharani.
Srimati Radharani. Who is the greatest Ragatmika Bhakta of Vrindavan? Srimati Radharani. When you are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Who are you? What kind of devotion you are executing? Raganuga Bhakti. The greatest Raganuga, Ragatmika Bhakti is Radharani, and following Srimati Radharani means Raganuga Bhakti. So now you see, Vaidhi Bhakti to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is automatically transformed into Raganuga Bhakti. That is what Nityananda Prabhu explained to Jiva Goswami. And Prabhadananda Saraswati Thakur also is making the same point through just one verse. Jatha jatha gaura padara vinde binde to bhaktin krita punna rashi tatha tathot sarvati hridi akashmat radha padam bhoja sudham parashi. Jatha jatha gaura padara vinde, as one develops his attachment to the lotus feet of Gaur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jatha jatha gaura padara vinde binde to bhaktin krita punna rashi. He develops his bhakti, his devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu due to heaps of pious activities. Krita punna rashi. Tatha tatha utsarpati. Accordingly springs forth Radha padam bhoja sudham bharashi. The nectar that is flowing from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And what is the nectar from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani? Braja Bhakti. So this is how we can see like how perfectly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this process for all of us. And how wonderfully Srila Prabhupada has presented it to us all over the world. Sometimes I see some devotees get bewildered by some unscrupulous individuals who claim that Prabhupada did not give everything. Now to get everything we have to go to them. They mean that Prabhupada didn't give us Raganuga Bhakti, so we have to go to them to get Raganuga Bhakti. But what we end up getting, we end up getting some sahajiyas, some upper sampradayas teachings. Prabhupada gave us the perfect thing in the most perfect way. And this is what has been confirmed by Nityananda Prabhu, and this is the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All we have to do is execute our devotion to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Automatically, eventually, it will be transformed into Raganuga Bhakti. We don't have to separately search for Raganuga Bhakti. Automatically it will be transformed into Raganuga Bhakti, and as a result of that, the door to Vrindavan will open up. Just as Ramananda Roy saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna nahi anna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. So when we achieve the perfection of our devotion to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom will see? Well, whom did Ramananda Roy see? He saw Radha Krishna in place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rasaraj Mahabhav, dui ek rup. He saw Rasaraj Krishna and Mahabhav Sarupini Radha Thakurani. Now when you are seeing Radha Krishna, where are you? You are in Vrindavan. And all these wonderful leelas are there to create that attraction to Vrindavan. Like after you hear these pastimes of Krishna with the residents of Vrindavan, I can tell you, even if you go to Vaikuntha, you will not be satisfied. You are not going to settle for anything less than Vrindavan. That is what Srila Prabhupada is giving through ISKCON. He has given us something that, what to speak of heavenly planets, Brahmaloka, Sattaloka, even Vaikuntha, even Mathura, even Dwarka, Ayodhya, we won't be satisfied. This has been very wonderfully explained by Srila Sanatana Goswami through his Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Describing the Gopkumar's journey. Gopkumar went to Vaikuntha. He was not satisfied. he went to Ayodhya, Dwarka. Even in Dwarka, he is not satisfied. And he didn't know why. He felt that even though he is seeing Krishna, although Krishna is treating him so nicely, the queens are treating him like their own son, but still his heart is not content. Narad Muni detected that. And I said, what's the matter with you? You are in Dwarka, you are having such mercy of the Lord, and you are still not satisfied. And Gokumar said, yes, I know my good fortune, but still, I don't know why my heart is attracted to this boy who wears peacock feather and tames cows and plays flute. So Narad Muni said, okay. He took him aside so that nobody in Dwarka could also hear that. And he told him that actually your attachment is to Krishna and Vrindavan. So this way we can see that those who have got this information of Vrindavan is not going to settle for anything else, not even Dwarka. So this is the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which has been so magnanimously distributed all over the world by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And Vrindavan means, Brajaprem means loving exchange between Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hare. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Shri Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
Jai.
Shri Shri Nitai Gaur Hari ki
Jai.
Jai Shri Shri Pancha Tattva ki
Jai.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, yes?
Maharaj, I have a question. You were speaking about the five rasas, the favorable rasas, and you said that they are two in Vaikuntha and three in Vrindavan. But I read that there is 2.5 in Vaikuntha and 2.5 in Vrindavan. That half in Vaikuntha is Gaurava Sakya and the other half in Vrindavan is Vishramba Sakya.
Yeah, very good point. Yeah. But that Sakya, Gaurava Sakya is actually Dasya. Although it is coming to the region of Sakya. But it is, and like for example, the Lakshmi Devi is there in a way. One can say that is Madhurya, conjugal. But Lakshmi Devi is serving Krishna in Vaikuntha as a maid servant. And actually in Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami pointed out that actually in Vrindavan there are four rasas. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya. But Dasya is, you know, although Krishna has his servants, but they are very, very insignificant, that relationship. Predominantly, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhur. And absolutely, Madhur in Paragya Ras. And Sakya and Vatsalya are supporting that mellow. Parents are supporting him from one side, like in front of the parents they are hiding their loving exchange. They don't show their relationship, they don't expose it. And the friends are enhancing it. Go Krishna, meet with Radha. They're carrying the messages from Krishna to Radha, Radha to Krishna. And gopis also have a similar kind of sakya. But the principal consideration is actually Madhur. That's why it has been said Unnato Jala Rasang Sabhakti Shriya. Or Jaya Jaya Jala Rasu Sarva Rasu Sar. Parokiya Bhave Jaha Brajite Prachar. Most brilliant and most elevated mellow, which has become manifest in Vrindavan, in Braja, as Parokya. Okay, next question is to His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj. Maharaj will answer the next question. Anyone? When you get the opportunity to meet the sadhus, what should you do? Tadvidhi? You have done that. Right? All of you have done that. But what's the next one? Pariprasnena. Where is the pariprasna? Take advantage of this opportunity. Ask your questions. And mind you, in that respect, Prabhupada said, two kinds of people don't have any question. You already know that. Otherwise you would have laughed at it. Still, should I say that? One who has understood everything. And the other one? Anyway, I won't say it. Yes, you have a question? Okay.
Could we say more about the character of Abhimanyu? If Maharaj orders me, say a few words. He's really a mystical, special personality. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says he is an incarnation of Krishna's shadow, and he looks like Krishna, but he looks like a very mischievous sort of, mischievous form of Krishna. So yes, it's not that he is some type of real competitor with Krishna, like a conditioned soul, rebelling against Krishna, thinking, I'm actually going to try and steal Radharani away from Krishna. It's not like that. It's all part of the Leela. He is a special incarnation of Krishna, and his role is to enhance the pastimes, the relationship between Radha and Krishna, as Maharaj was saying, that the Parakiya Bhava, that unmarried loving relationship is there. It's to bring out the love more, because when there's a married relationship, then there's a formal basis to the relationship that they're married. They are just Shushinatai Gora Hari Ki, Shushinatai Sachi Sita Ki, Shikiri Govardhan Ki. There's a formal basis to the relationship. It's like they have to be together. If they're not together, people may feel something is wrong. People may criticize if they're not together. So they have to be together, whether they like it or not. But in a parakeya relationship, unmarried relationship, then the relationship is only because of the love. There's no formal basis for the relationship. Official basis for the relationship. So Abhimanyu, as a special incarnation of Krishna, it's his role to, it's his service to do things which will enhance, help intensify the love and the exchanges of love. Because if, you know, if there were no obstacles to the love, if there were no challenges, if one didn't have to make a big effort for love, then one may become complacent as
boring.
It often happens, you know, after people have been married for, you know, initially it's very exciting, after a year it's still okay, after a while, 5 years, 10 years, we hear rumors that sometimes it's not as exciting as it was, it's just like, oh, it's him again. So there's a discussion, a type of discussion Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura describes. Radharani is being asked that, you know, you have to go through so much difficulty. You're trying to meet Krishna, but some people are trying to stop you, and it's just, it's very difficult for you. And in a certain sense, it may be distressing that you're trying to meet, but you can't meet. And then you try and meet, and then you do meet, but then you have to separate again. So it's very trying. So in this discussion, Radharani is asked, wouldn't it be better if you were just married? Then you could be together all the time, and you wouldn't have to worry about what people might say or any interferences. In fact, you would have to be together. If you weren't together, people would criticize you. Wouldn't that be better? And Radharani says, no, it would be boring. We would just sit there and look at each other. And I would say, Krishna, I love you. And Krishna would say, I love you too. And I would say, Krishna, I love you very much. And Krishna would say, I love you very much too. And I would say, I love you very, very much. And it would just be boring. But this way, it's exciting. In fact, Radharani said, our relationship is just so extraordinary. She says, it is like an amazing chutney. A chutney, a first-class chutney, and Prabhupada said the same thing. A first-class chutney is so hot you can hardly eat it. But it's so sweet you can't resist it. And Radharani said, our relationship is like that. Yes, so sometimes it's so difficult. I just don't know what to do. It just becomes practically too much. But then we meet again. And because of all that, the challenges, when we do meet again, it's so much sweeter. So when I talk about this sometimes to devotees, I make the point about the chutney, that we have experience of such chutneys in South Africa, particularly in Chatsworth, particularly in Unit 3. They make chutney, which is, it's only red chilies. Except it has green chilies also and some sugar. And that chutney is like that, it's just sort of beyond extreme. And it's got some sugar in it too. And that chutney is called in Chatsworth Mother-in-Law's Revenge. Anyway, it's not the same. An interesting little aside. So, and we see actually, very interesting thing we see in Lalita Madhava, right in the concluding parts almost, towards the end, that Chandravali in Vrindavan is the competitor apparently of Radharani. Yes. And but in Dwarka, in Vrindavan, Radharani is the predominant gopi. But in Dwarka, the predominant queen is Rukmini, who is Chandravali. And Radharani becomes Satyabhama, who's the second queen. Somehow, this is the arrangement. Chandravali is allowed to have that predominant position in Dwarka. But in Lalita Madhava, you know, part of the story in the later parts is that Radharani, Satyabhama, is trying to meet with Krishna. But Rukmini, Chandravali, is stopping them. Because she's the chief queen. She's stopping them. But in the end, Rukmini says, "Oh, all right, you can meet." And she allows them to meet. So in this way we see it's actually to enhance. It's not just opposition for the sake of opposition. It's actually to enhance the loving relationship of Radha and Krishna and the richness of their interactions. Yes, so this is what Abhimanyu is there for. And like we said, that sort of duty, that sort of service, to be the husband of Radharani, you know, even if it's sort of like a mock husband, but you can't just entrust that to just some jiva. So he's not. He's actually a form of Krishna. Even though the relationship is sort of illusory, but still, he's a form of Krishna. Yeah. And it makes the relationship so wonderful. Jiva Goswami says, what's the term? Vibrama Vilas. Amazing pastimes. The most amazing. Through the medium of apparent error, that it seems something is wrong, that Radha and Krishna are not married, they're meeting, and like that sort of thing, it seems something is wrong, but that is what makes the pastimes amazing. Yes, otherwise just husband and wife, it's okay. But it's not as intense or sweet or rich.
We can end it a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Maharaj will conclude the program, Sankirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Rama Devanande, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Sri Nitai Gaura Hari ki, Sri Sri Nitai Sachi Suta ki, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki, Sri Mathura Dham ki, Sri Jagannath Puri Dham ki, Sri Mayapur Navadvip Dham ki, Ganga Mai ki, Jamuna Mai ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Tulasi Maharani ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki, Shamabeta Bhakta Vrinda ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanande.
His Holiness Bhakti Chiru Swami Maharaj ki.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshutarine Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Maharaj, just thank you very much for this really wonderful program that you both have given us, and especially the exchanges that we like to see amongst our devotees, and it's really wonderful to see those kind of spirits there. Maharaj, just also thank you for the depth of the classes, the pastimes, the philosophy that goes behind it. It's really a wonderful program and wonderful to see it coming through like this. So thank you, devotees. We've reached the end of our program. Next part of the program will be prasadam downstairs. So before we go, we'd like to give our two guests a big cheer for participating in our program tonight. Please give them a wonderful... So we're really blessed to have these opportunities where we can get the darshan of the devotees and hear from them. Especially right now, there's so many programs happening. We have Anutapan Prabhu who is here from the communication department of our society and running a program on communication. And we have also His Holiness Kanamakana Maharaj around, so there's lots of programs. Most of you will be aware of these programs through our various channels on email and SMS. So please attend and take advantage of the opportunity of these great Vaishnavas that are with us. So thank you very much, devotees. We can go downstairs and honor prasad. His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj ki. His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanande.